NASA has canceled development of something called the X-33. It's a spacecraft that was supposed to be a replacement for the aging and expensive fleet of space shuttles. NASA spent 5 years and more than $900 million trying to get the X-33 off the ground, but it never reached the point of a test flight. Andrew Chaikin is editor of Space Illustrated magazine. Good morning.
Hello, Bob.
The X-33, what was it supposed to be, and what happened to it?
Well, the X-33 was sort of an attempt at what rocket engineers would call the holy grail of spaceflight, and that is to make a reusable spaceship that consists of only one piece. Now, you remember back in the old days of Apollo when they used to launch these mighty rockets that consisted of several stages, and they would dump each stage off along the way as it ran out of fuel. Well, that saved weight on the way up, but it was extremely expensive. The space shuttle was an attempt to make a fully reusable ship, and it got part of the way there. The shuttle orbiter is reusable, and the two solid rocket boosters that help get it into space are also recovered and reused, but they do throw away the external tank. That's part of the reason why the shuttle hasn't really lowered the cost of getting into space. The other reason is that the shuttle is extremely temperamental in a way as a machine. It's a magnificent piece of engineering, and it's about as efficient as a rocket can be. But the shuttle, you know, has to be given tender, loving care after every flight. Well, the idea with the X-33 was that maybe it would develop the technology to build a one-piece rocket that would not only not have to throw anything away, but it would be able to run more or less like an airliner.
Are the problems just with the ship, or are they a sign of bigger problems at NASA?
Well, the problem is simply one of physics. It's just really hard to get off the Earth and into orbit. If you think about it, you've got to go from zero to 150 or 200 miles up at 17,500 miles an hour. It's an extraordinary job, even for the space shuttle. Now, there are some people who say that if the program had been managed differently, maybe they would have made more progress. And there are still other people that say, look, it doesn't matter if you lower the cost of getting into space. The market is not there. The only thing that does promise to become a so-called growth market in space is communication satellites and space tourism. Well, you don't need a fancy vehicle to launch a communication satellite. And as far as space tourism goes, how many people are there like Dennis Tito, the California businessman that's paying $10 or $20 million to go to the International Space Station? You know, there probably aren't enough people like that to keep a space airline going. So I think really right now it places NASA at something of a crossroads. You know, does NASA want to go after these big, adventuresome, high-tech ventures, or does it want to concentrate on developing new technologies bit by bit that can then be factored into private industry?
Are there other spacecraft under development?
Well, there are. NASA has a program called the Space Launch Initiative, but I think the emphasis now will be on ships that might be reusable but would consist of two stages. People have been saying all along that that's a better idea. And I think that it will also focus on how do you just improve the parts and pieces of a rocket? Can you make a more efficient engine that isn't quite as temperamental as the shuttle engines? That sort of thing.
Well, there are only three shuttles left, and they're getting kind of old.
Well, they are, Bob. In fact, this April marks not only the 40th anniversary of the first human in space, Yuri Gagarin, but on the very same day, April 12th, it's the 20th anniversary of the first space shuttle flight. And here we are in the year 2001, and the workload on the shuttle is as high as ever, especially because it's the workhorse of building the International Space Station. And as far as we can see, the shuttle is going to have to be pressed into service for another 10 or 15 or maybe even 20 years. So NASA has its hands full trying to keep the shuttle going and even improve it as time goes on.
Andrew Chaikin is editor of Space Illustrated magazine.